Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Jessica Bree Turner, and I am currently a graduate student, doctoral candidate at West Virginia University, and I study the most interesting plant in the world, American ginseng. But the herb I'd like to talk about today is bay. No, not my fiance. I'm going to talk about the bay leaf. Bay is used in everything from Thai cooking to soups to pickling to Mediterranean cuisine. It's got those really thick, aromatic, evergreen leaves. So it's been a symbol in Roman culture as a symbol of victory. The poet laureate is associated with the laurel because it's victory. And it's been featured in the biblical culture as well. And the name Laura actually comes from the name laurel. And when it's translated, it means victor. So my mom is an amazing, amazing cook. Anytime between fall and winter, it's all about the soups in my house. She makes these really hearty soups, and there's always bay in it. And I always like to tell her that she did an amazing job or she's a great cook, but I can actually tell her that she's very victorious in her cooking. The leaves themselves have around 2% essential oils, a little bit less than 2%, which those oils are used in like massage therapy to alleviate arthritis, in aromatherapy to treat earaches and high blood pressure. And it's actually an important component of like a folk remedy for curing poison ivy or poison oak or stinging nettle. And it's, you know, a beautiful ornamental plant that you can have just in a pot in your kitchen and pull those leaves out whenever you want and make a victorious soup.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.